And the number after 999.
Is 1,000.
Now, would you say the days of the week, please?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And the month of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Now let's see. What is this that grows on top of your head?
Hair.
And this?
Bar.
And this?
Hair.
Which one?
Left.
Okay. And this is my?
Right ear.
Okay. And this is my?
Left eye. Right eye.
Okay. And this?
And your nose. Your mouth.
And these?
Teeth.
And a little baby might have just one?
Tooth.
And the things that the teeth are attached to are?
The gums.
And this?
Chin.
And a person puts a hat on his?
Head.
And he ties a tie around his?
Neck.
And he might have a sore?
Throat.
And what do you call this part of the throat right here? That sticks.
Your goozle.
And these are?
The shoulders.
And this is one?
Finger.
And these are three?
Three fingers.
Okay. And this is my?
Thumb, left thumb.
And I'm holding my pen in my?
Right hand.
Okay. And everybody has two?
Hands.
And this is the?
Palm in it.
And this?
Wrist.
And this?
Yawn.
And this?
Elbow.
And this?
Your breast.
And this?
Your stomach.
And this?
Your knees.
Okay. And the whole thing?
Is your leg.
And the top part?
Is your thighs.
And this part back here?
Calf of your leg.
And this part right here?
That's your shins.
And this right here?
Your ankle.
And a boy might hop along on one?
Foot.
And everybody walks on two?
Feet.
Okay.
That's got right back to the first question I asked you.
Huh?
That's got right back to the first question I asked you about colored people says feet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Let me see now. There's some... Let's see, where is that thing? I've got a diagram here. Would you tell me what time the clock face is, please?
It's 4:45.
Okay. And what do you call this kind of thing?
That's a bench.
Okay. And how about this one that you saw
fly? That's a rack. In other words, a horse, they call it rack. You know, cheaper to sew with.
Okay. And what do you call this?
That's a carriage.
And if you had a baby in a carriage, you'd say you were going to?
Push him.
Okay. Now, if this is a field and it's got a fence around it, and you're standing right here, and you want to get over to this side, you can either walk all the way around like that, or you can climb across the fence and go...
Across the fence.
Okay. Now, this one, let's say there's a crossroad right here, and there's a house over here, and a house over here. You say that the houses are what from each other?
Well, it would be... A road between those houses.
Okay. So would you say they're across from each other? Is that?
That's right.
Okay. Now, if we move this house over to here, so it's like that, you'd say that the houses are what from each other?
Well, right across from the crossroads of each other.
Okay. Would you ever use an expression like catty-cornered or kitty-cornered to mean that?
Well, some cases of that.
Uh-huh. Well, do you ever use either of those words, catty-cornered or kitty-cornered?
Well, yes, my ass. Son, you're going to get on to that. Don't get up here.
Well, when would you say those words? What would you be talking about when you...
Well, if you was going to cut, say we were going to cut a road across the branch.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't go straight across. We'd say it goes kind of catty-cornered across.
Okay.
You understand. You
yeah.
Know that
uh-huh. So it'd mean it's, instead of going like that, it'd be sort of...
That's right. Sort of bias. Uh-huh. You know, across the road. In other words,